when you walk away from an outing like that, I know you're satisfied, but at the same time, you know, you want to be perfect. What's your assessment of, and I know it wasn't your fault, and I know how you're going to be accountable, but what was your assessment of what happened?
Yeah, it's tough anytime you lose game one, because then, you know, you really got to grind to win the series. So, you know, you want to, you know, especially after an off day, you want to come in kind of rejuvenated and refreshed and get up on the right foot, you know, and give yourself a chance to sweep, but a better chance of winning the series. So, you know, all losses suck equally the same.
Walt said you emptied the tank there in the six. Is that how you felt about it?
Yeah, I knew, and I knew he gave me probably a little bit more leash than he wanted to, but, you know, those first two guys get on, Hef, you know, comes out and just, you know, give me a blow, kind of going over what we're trying to do. You know, I get the first guy, I kind of took a peek back there and saw where my pitch count was. You know, once I got the second guy, I was like, man, I really feel like I was kind of rolling there. So, you know, I'm aware of those situations sometimes and know when it's, you know, kind of time to not really hold anything back.
Walt says you've earned that. You get to tell him when you're done, and he watches you, and he watches you empty the tank, and it's a beautiful thing that everybody else gets to see. What's it like playing for him?
No, I definitely appreciate that, and that's, I mean, that's just being a pro manager, honestly. I think that's, you know, how do I say this the right way? I don't want to call it a lost art, but, you know, when I first got to the big leagues, it was more of like, hey, let's watch the pitcher, let's not watch the pitch count. And I think he does a good job of that. Mm. You know, I was, what did I throw, 108. You know, I still felt pretty good coming out of there. And I think some of my best pitches were after 100 pitches. So, and there's other days, you know, I get to, you know, 87, 92, 94, whatever it is. And, you know, so I definitely appreciate him, you know, giving me that and, you know, saying that I've earned it, because, you know, that's definitely his call.
What do you know, as a pitcher, there's a balance between turning it up, making it wild, may overthrow. You're getting tired, it's late, it's how do you approach those situations, guys on, you know, you got to hit your spot, you also want to turn it up, and you're sitting there at 100 pitches.
Yeah, well, I think you saw the first inning tonight, I was, you know, kind of letting it rip, and it didn't feel right. It felt like, it just felt like I was just kind of out of sync, like my body and my arm weren't really working together. And I just realized, you know, after that, it was kind of time to more like, hey, let's hone in on the mechanics and then start trying to step on the pedal. You know, once you get kind of the body and the arm figured out. And I think that's why I was able to kind of get there in the sixth inning. And again, you know, I knew I was kind of at the end of the rope. We're in the sixth inning. I'm approaching 100 pitches. I think, you know, I highly doubt I'm going back out for a seventh. So again, that's, you know, that's, you got guys in scoring position. You know, and again, our bullpen's done an unbelievable job. Those guys, you know, they work their butts off, and we've leaned on them incredibly hard this year. So, you know, if I can keep them kind of in there for one more inning, yeah, I'd like to do that. Because I've been out there before, and I know what it's like just to get one more inning sometimes from start.
A couple years ago, Verlander and Scherzer both had similar years to what you're doing in their upper 30s. How much more do you, I know you appreciate every season you get, but when you're able to do this at this stage of your career, how much more do you appreciate what you're doing?
I'm just thankful. I think that's kind of the best way to put it. You know, again, I'm going to sound like a broken record, but it took a lot of people to get me to this position. You know, my family, some friends, you know, a lot of people in Boston, a lot of people in Atlanta, you know, this staff here, you know, George and his staff and Brad and his staff. I mean, they've done a lot for me. So I definitely appreciate, you know, being able to be where I'm at now and just thankful and, you know, try to ride this wave as long as I can.
Any more for Chris?
There's been a few situations where you've been matched up like a really, really tough pitcher for the other side and the offense has had like a tell Town did with them? And how does it feel like operating on such a razor thin margin when it comes to those games?
Part of the gig, man. I mean, that's what we signed up for. You know, you can't go into a start expecting to get 10 runs every time out. You know, and this, you know, I get fired up for games like this. I enjoy close ball games. I enjoy one run games, two run games, whatever it is. You know, that's, you kind of find out where you're at there. And again, you know, you're going to win some, you're going to lose some, but at the end of the day, you got a job to do, and you got to put yourself out there a little bit. You know, again, with the offense we have here, I like my chances, you know, on nights like tonight. It is what it is. You take this one off the chin because, again, what those guys have done throughout the year, you know, what they're going to continue to do, you certainly don't expect that. But, again, it happens. You know, and I've had blow-up starts where, you know, I'm sure they thought they were going to get, you know, six innings of one-run ball, and it's not. So you pick each other up, and you keep moving forward, and you show up tomorrow ready to win a ball game.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.